This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1976.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus, this our earnest prayer. Boys and girls for Jesus, home and school and play and everywhere. We'll tell the world of life in Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Hi there, everyone. I'm glad you've joined us, and I hope you can put everything else aside for the next few minutes and spend them with us. I know lots of you do exactly that because you tell me so in your letters. A mother wrote recently to say that her 5-year-old sits with her ear right against the speaker of the radio so she won't miss a thing. Let's see, we've got some bright music lined up. Rachel has a good poem that we'll be offering. And, of course, we'll wind things up with a story. This one's called Too Little, Too Bad, Too Late. Our sing time is designed with you in mind, for I'm sure some of you can sing along with our cheerful cousins. First up is an old-time chorus that we sang way back when I was a boy, and it's still popular today. I'm so happy, here's the reason why.
I'm so happy, and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burdens all away.
Now a chorus based on a Bible verse found in Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of
And let's wind up sing time with a verse and chorus of a good hymn. It asks a question that we can certainly say yes to. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful?
Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful it is. Story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul and mine. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is.
Now we'll let you settle back and relax a bit as we hear from 7-year-old Peter J. I wish you could see the way this guy has been growing. He's going to be just like his dad, who is over 6 feet tall. How tall are you now, Peter?
4 feet 5 inches.
Wow, that's pretty tall for 7 years old. What grade are you in school this year?
Second.
Mm-hmm. Those of you who are in the public school, like Peter is, know that you have to be willing to stand up for Jesus, and sometimes you're made fun of for being a Christian. For instance, Jim wrote me the other day to say that he and another person are the only Christians in their entire school. Well, if that's your case, you need to be like the fellow that Peter is singing about. It's a story from the Old Testament, all about a man named Daniel.
Standing by a purpose to heeding God's command, honor them, the faithful few, all hail to Daniel's band. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known.
Then King Darius rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a loud voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said unto Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths, that they have not hurt me. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, dare to make it known.
Let's take a moment right now and ask the Lord to help us to be brave like Daniel was. Jesus, we do pray for those boys and girls especially who are in a public school where perhaps they are made fun of at times for being a Christian. We pray that they might not be ashamed of thee, that when the dirty jokes start flying around or when the language is wrong, that they'll be willing to stand up and say something about their being a Christian. We pray for all boys and girls listening who do not know thee as Savior. We pray that even during this broadcast they might come to know thee. We pray it in your name and for your sake. Amen.
When I pray, I will pray for you. I will whisper your name in my prayer.
Our three nieces have a good song to follow prayer time. It's a combination of two songs, really. One an old-time favorite and one a rather new song. Linda, Lynette, and Susan are singing about the old rugged cross. Our our story is a bit longer than usual today, and so we'll be getting to that story before too very long. Our 11-year-old Radiant Rachel has a good go-along-with-the-story poem and song. Rachel, tell us all about Mary's pig.
Mary had a little pig, and he was white as snow. That is, when he had had a bath, as you of course might know. But Mary had an awful time to keep the piggy clean, for he was just the dirtiest pig that one has ever seen. She'd wash him and she'd scrub him until he'd squirm and squeal, as if he wanted her to know it was an unfair deal. And then in the green backyard he'd play from morning until night, unless he'd happen to sneak out and lose himself from sight. And when she'd find him, he'd be blacker than e'er before. Then Mary'd get the soap again and scrub the pig some more. Poor Mary thought and wondered much what she could ever do, until she figured out a plan, and this she carried through. She took him to a doctor who put the pig asleep, and then he took his heart right out, but not, of course, to keep. And then he took a little lamb and took his heart out, too, and put it in the little pig before the piggy knew. When little piggy did awake, he had no more desire to wallow in the mud again, nor ever in the mire. But try as hard as e'er he could, he never understood how such a pig as once he was could ever be so good. And so you see, boys and girls, we need a new heart too, just like the little piggy did. The old will never do. If you'd receive a brand new heart, well, here's how you may. Accept God's Son as Savior now and let him in today.
A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4 may enter into heaven through Christ the open door. For when the heart believeth on Christ the Son of God, 'tis then the heart receiveth salvation.
Have you remembered to send for Keys for Kids? If you haven't, I hope you'll get your request in the mail right away. And be sure to write and join the thousands of others who are using Keys for Kids. Let me share just a little bit of an excerpt from a letter that came not long ago. Thank you so much for giving yourselves to this ministry. Our children and ourselves have been so blessed by Keys for Kids. Our 7-year-old said a while ago, I used to hate evotions, but since we got Keys for Kids, I love evotions. Well, he and our other 3 have learned some very practical lessons. We all appreciate our time in the Word with the aid of Keys for Kids. And as God so often has it happen, many times the devotion has been square on an issue we are dealing with at the time. You know something, we get that kind of report over and over again. And of course, every time we prepare a Keys for Kids devotion, we pray that it'll meet the need of some family or some boy or girl who's reading it. So be sure to write and ask for Keys for Kids. It is free for the asking. Help with printing and postage, oh sure, it's much appreciated. That is a help, but it's not necessary. I want you to have it. Here's where to write.
Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501.
A little child of 7 or even 3 or 4.
Salvation through
story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry C. Trover, is entitled Too Little, Too Bad, Too Late. I am a Christian minister, serving a pastorate in a large city. As I go about my community, sowing the seed of the gospel, I meet so many people who need to know the Lord Jesus, my Lord, as their Savior. Funny thing is, most of them know they need Christ too, but they think that salvation is not for them. Take yesterday, for example. I met three different people who needed Christ, but each of them felt he couldn't be saved. One thought he was too little. Another said he was too bad. And the third said, it's too late. I met Too Little at the juvenile court. The judge of the probate court had called me and he asked me to come down to court to see if I could be of any help to a little 10-year-old boy who had been arrested for stealing from a corner grocery store. When I arrived, the judge met me in his chambers and told me about Too Little's difficulty with the police. The judge said the boy's name was Jimmy. He opened a door and there sat the boy on a straight back chair in the middle of a small room. I stepped in and the judge shut the door behind me. We sort of looked at each other. Both the boy and I were at a loss for words. I broke the ice with... Hello, Jim.
Hello, mister. Are you a detective?
No, I'm not, son. I'm a minister. My name is Reverend Green. I hope we can be friends, Jim.
I hope so, too.
Shake on it? That's fine. The judge told me about your getting into trouble, and he asked me if I could talk with you. Is that all right?
Yeah.
What made you steal from that corner grocery store, Jimmy?
I don't know. I knew that the grocery man kept some money in a cigar box under the counter, and when he wasn't looking, I took some.
But why, Jim? Did you need the money?
Well, I wanted to go to the movies, and my mother wouldn't give me the money.
Well, how about your father?
I don't have any father. My mother's divorced.
Does your mother have a job, Jim?
Yeah, but she doesn't make much. She's a waitress in a beer joint.
The judge told me where you lived. Did you ever go to that church around the corner from your house? They have a boys' club, and it doesn't take any money to have a good time there.
No, I've never been there. I know where it is, though. We just moved into that house about a month ago. I don't know so many people around there yet.
Did you go to church where you lived before?
No, not much.
Tell me something, Jim. Would you like to be a Christian?
Yeah, I would. I think it wouldn't be so hard to be good if I was a Christian, but I'm too little.
Too little? What do you mean, Jimmy?
Well, somebody told me once that you can't be a Christian till you're 12 years old. I'm only 10.
Well, that just isn't true, Jim. You can be a Christian just as soon as you feel you need to be.
Well, I know I need to be.
Look, Jimmy, do you know what sin is?
Well, I guess it's doing bad things that get you into trouble.
That's a pretty good definition, son. Now, just as soon as you're old enough to know the difference between good and bad, right and wrong, you're old enough to be saved, to be a Christian.
But I thought you had to be 12, Reverend Green.
If you're old enough to learn bad things, you're old enough to learn good things, Jimmy.
Then, if I'm not too little, I'd like to be a Christian, Reverend Green.
Well, Jimmy and I had prayer together, and I showed him from the Bible that Jesus said that unless we become as little children, none of us could get into heaven. Jimmy accepted Christ as his Savior, and he found that he wasn't too little to be saved after all. That afternoon, I met Mr. Too Bad. His wife and children came to church, but he would never come. I stopped in his office to talk to him about coming to church next Sunday. He seemed glad to see me, and then he acted as though there was something he wanted to tell me. I waited until he could find the words, and suddenly the story just came tumbling out.
Look, Pastor, I've wanted to talk to you for a long time. I'm glad my family go to your church, and I've wanted to come with them, but...
Oh, why don't you tell me what's troubling you, Mr. Jones?
All right, I will. If I have your solemn word of honor that you will keep what I tell you in strictest confidence.
Well, you have my word, Mr. Jones.
Today I have a fine Christian wife and three sweet children. My business is successful, and I have enough money to give me everything I wish for. But I'm not happy because I'm not a Christian.
Well, if you know you need to be a Christian and you want to be saved, then why don't you accept Christ as your Savior?
I can't. I'm too bad, Pastor.
What? Too bad to be saved? Why, you're a fine moral man. You're a credit to your community. You'd make a fine Christian. What makes you think you're too bad to be saved?
I have been a very wicked man, Pastor. When I was a boy, I got in with the wrong crowd, and first it was stealing, then it was armed robbery. One night we were caught by the police. I was sentenced to 5 years in the penitentiary. Well, since I've gotten out, I've gone straight. I've tried to be a good husband and father, but my guilt stays with me. I can't forget those years behind bars, or the number 202608 that took the place of my name for 5 years. Now, you wouldn't want me in your church after hearing that, would you, Pastor?
God himself does not propose to judge a man till the end of his days. Neither will I. Every man has some kind of skeleton in the closet, Mr. Jones. Yours is a prison sentence. But when Jesus said that whosoever will may come, that means you too. You can be a Christian, Mr. Jones, if you want to be. No matter how far into sin a man has gone, a man is never too bad to be saved. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, the Bible says.
I'm glad I've gotten that off my chest. If you're willing to have me in your church, and if you think God will save a man like me, then I'd like to accept Christ as my Savior right now.
I met too late last night. Late. It is said that 2 o'clock in the morning is the hour when most people die. It was just 5 minutes of two when the nurse admitted me to the hospital room. There on the bed lay a very, very old man. His hair was white. His hands mottled and wrinkled with the years. He had asked for a minister, and the supervisor had called for me. I stepped to his bedside, and the nurse walked around to the foot of the bed, watching the old man. In a moment, he opened his eyes. "Hello. I'm a minister. They said you wanted to see a minister."
Oh, thank God you've come. Yes, I called for a minister. I know my time is almost up. I'll never leave this hospital alive. But I couldn't die in my sins. I'm an old man. I've never made my peace with God. Do you think it's too late for me to be saved?
It's never too late, Dad.
You remember the thief on the cross repented of his sins at the 11th hour.
Oh, for days I've been lying here thinking I would like to be a Christian, but I was afraid I had waited too long, that it would be too late.
If you're sorry for your sins, if you would like to open your heart and trust Jesus as your Savior, why, you can be saved tonight, right now.
I do want to be saved, if it's not too late.
Then pray after me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
And save me now.
And save me now.
For Jesus' sake, amen. Dad? Nurse? Quick, I think he's... Yes. Yes, he's gone. I only hope it wasn't too late. Too young, you're never too bad, and it won't be too late to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior if you do it right now. If you'd like some help, why not write to me?
Don't forget, if you're not using Keys for Kids, you ought to be. All you need to do to get started is ask for Keys for Kids and write to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. That's Keys for Kids, that's what you ask for, and you can send that request to CBH Ministries, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Help with printing and postage appreciated, but not necessary. And when you write, if you'd like to tuck in a prayer request, if you have a problem you'd like to share, we're here to help in any way we can. Goodbye now. God bless you.